As a Ukrainian counter-offensive continues to gain momentum and retake territory in the northeast of the country, Moscow now says that referendums to join Russia will be held by separatist administrations in the Luhansk and Donetsk regions.
Last night, the civic chambers of the Donetsk and Luhansk People's Republics appealed to the heads of these territories in order to immediately hold referendums on joining the Russian Federation. Given the current situation, there simply can't be any other solution, and referendums will definitely take place. The leaderships of the DPR and LPR are already taking the necessary steps to join forces.
Local officials from both Kherson and Zaporizhia regions have also announced they'll pursue referendums. Let's go live to Gabriel Elizondo in Kyiv. Gabriel, what more can you tell us about these potential referendums?
Well, it came as a surprise, that's number one, and it appears to be hastily announced, if you will. These referendums apparently will run from September 23rd to September 27th, so the voting would start 3 days from now, on Friday. This was announced by local Russia-imposed officials in all four of these regions. And it's important to also point out that we are still awaiting official confirmation from the Kremlin and from Vladimir Putin himself. Ultimately, he is the decider on these sort of things. And we expect to hear potentially from Putin confirming this within the next few hours, maybe even tomorrow. But it does appear that this is the being pushed by Moscow and that these referendums will go forward. But it's certainly very interesting because in Donetsk, for example, and Zaporizhia, two of the regions where this vote is apparently going to happen, Russia doesn't even control those entire areas yet. They only control about 50% of each. So a lot of people here in Kyiv are viewing this kind of rolling their eyes, if you will. It's viewed here as a desperate move, perhaps, by Russia. And the foreign minister of Ukraine actually sent out a tweet responding to this. He said, in his words, sham referendums by Russia will not change anything. Russia has been and remains the aggressor, illegally occupying parts of Ukrainian land, and we will keep liberating that land no matter what Russia has to say. So clearly, we'll be watching this closely because clearly, if these votes go forward, it is the first step in potential annexation of these Ukrainian lands to Russia. No matter what happens, this certainly potentially could change the trajectory of this war.
It certainly could. Are these referendums even legal?
Well, Russia says they are. Russia claims that what they are doing is just allowing people to decide for themselves if they want to be part of Russia or not. And they say they're just protecting people that are persecuted in these areas, they claim, because of their Russian language speakers. That's Russia's side. But the international community will almost unanimously say that this is not legal. Holding a referendum that would lead to annexation in the current conditions right now do not conform to universally accepted rules of international law for two reasons. Number one is because it's being held, these are referendums being held under force by Russia, by Russian military there. And number two, because of that, the people voting can't vote freely and fairly, and there's no international impartial observers either. Given all that, most international lawyers that study this will say, absolutely, there's very little legal basis to make this conform with international law.
Gabriel Elizondo for us live in Kyiv. Thank you very much.